good morning and a happy Thursday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
He's ready.
Ready for the fifth day of the second month of 2026. 36 in, 329 left. 9 days until Valentine's Day.
Incoming.
Yeah, I'm starting to put it on the radar.
I wouldn't rush.
We'll make something happen.
I'm sure.
12 days until we're Mardi Gras, and today, otherwise known as the following. It is National Weather Persons Day.
Oh, meteorologist? Or just the people who announce the weather?
Full team coverage.
Are they still out there?
Probably. It is National Chocolate Fondue Day.
I mean, it sounds delightful. I think it's probably been 20 years since I had any, but sure.
You know, fondue is fun, but it's more fun when you're thinking about it than actually fondueing it.
Yeah.
It is National Shower with a Friend Day.
Okay.
It was, I looked this up because I'm like, what is the deal? It was actually invented to promote water conservation.
I was going to say, is it a drought thing?
Which?
Like in the 70s?
We certainly support here at Hank FM.
In related news, do not even think about showering in whatever that tank is over there.
Yeah, the mayor flat out warned you and told you not to do it. You were decreed by the mayor to not go in the tank.
Maybe I'll get a proclamation.
We have a no live animal policy. And that includes you.
Heather Lee.
It is World Nutella Day.
I like the Nutella. I'll do that.
I'll buy it. And then we forget about it. And it just like goes with the peanut butter and just sits there forever in the pantry.
It
until
seems...
Elle goes and cleans it out and asks, is this good?
This
I don't know,
not
babe.
Keto.
I don't know.
Not keto.
Is this good? I don't know.
Someone
don't.
Always just takes a spoon to it and like eats it like ice cream in my house.
Yeah, that's the keto. Yeah.
All right.
And it is National Red Solo Cup Day.
Toby.
It does certainly apply because we lost the great Toby Keith 2 years ago. On this date, started the show off with him. Elsewhere on this date in history, it was 1861 that Samuel Goodale invented the peep show machine. Not that kind of, it was
beg your pardon.
It was it was actually called the stebioscope, an early precursor to the kinescope. In other words, it was basically the first ever movie viewing machine. You hand cranked it. It was kind of like a Viewmaster in a way. And it set up 1870, the first motion picture was shown to a theater audience in Philadelphia.
Woo! So fun. Did it come with popcorn?
It was the bee's knees. 1922, Reader's Digest magazine was first published. Are they still around?
I don't know, but I do miss reading that at my mom's house.
I miss being in the checkout line, first of all, with an actual human, you know, that would, like, check out your groceries and stuff. Because I don't know how to do your job. I don't assume that you know how to do mine.
I mean...
And I don't ask you to.
I still think you're the employee of the year at the self-checkout line.
Do you have the app and the coupon? 1972, United States Airlines began mandatory inspections of passengers and baggage to cut down on hijacking. Because before that, it was just, come on up.
It was loosey-goosey. You could just walk people right on up to the tarmac.
It was on this date musically. We love doing these. 1983.
Ooh.
Toto's Africa topped the chart. And it would again many years later when Weezer would redo it. We won't play the whole thing. On this date in 1988, Manuel Noriega was, we got him. And then we indicted him on all the drug smuggling charges.
Venezuela.
That was Panama.
That's
sir,
different.
But pretty much the same thing. 2001, on this date, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman announced their separation.
Dang it.
I don't think they're going to make it.
Mm-mm.
It was also on this day in 2001. It was announced that Kelly Ripa would join Regis Philbin as the new co-host. And such became Live! Exclamation point with Regis and Kelly.
And so many different incarnations since then.
And on this date in 2015, Radio Shack files for bankruptcy.
Shoot.
Should have invested in the kinescope. Just saying. Happy Thursday, birthday cakes to soccer phenom Cristiano Ronaldo. He is 41 today.
Can I say he's a beautiful piece of man candy? Or is that only
anymore
for the pet of the week?
I don't know anymore. I don't know. I think you can. Oh, the greatness of Sarah Evans is 55 today.
Atta girl.
Missouri girl. Bobby Brown is 57.
It's really his prerogative.
I would have guessed older on that. 57. That's a hard 57,
I was
going
to say, he's lived a lot of lifestyles.
The greatness of Laura Linney, 62. Comedian Tim Meadows, 65, SNL fame. And then a couple of sports Hall of Famers and examples of greatness. We got D.W., Darryl Waltrip, 79 today. And everybody, Roger the Dodger, Captain America, the great Roger Staubach, is 84 today.
It's 1980 something.
That played right before we got on. For a reason. Thank you for listening, America. And Heather Lee. Listen next if you want to know what goes into the tank. It's a Will It Float Thursday for Tim McGraw tickets. What goes in? It's disgusting. It's next.
Waking up the Westoplex.